We are learning Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last few words on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. We learned through the Mishnah, it says, Nafal Lefonov Mikol HaKriya, if a behemoth falls into a bar frontwards, Mikol HaKriya, from someone that was digging, Chayiv. Then the Lach is the Baal HaBar is Chayiv. It says, Lefifela Acharov Mikol HaKriya, if you fell backwards, you fell on your back, the behemoth fell on the back into the bar from the Kriya, you potter. That's the Lach and HaMishnah. Zog to Gemara. Omar Rav, Lefonov Mamish. La'achrov Mamish. V'zev bar. The case is like this, that you fell into the bar frontwards, you chayif. You fell into the bar backwards, you potter. Rav l'tameh, Omar Rav, bar shechayif lov toiro lahav loiv l'lechabot. It's Rav l'tameh, holds that a person who makes a bar is only chayif if the bar kills with its hevel. Not with the chabata. Chabata is the bang of the ground. So, but that you're not chayiv for. That's called karka olam. You're not chayiv for that. You're only chayiv for the hevel. So if it falls face first, then it has no ear to breathe. So then it's taka chayiv. But if it goes backwards, it is potter. So that's what Rav says. Not full of fun of mikol hakriya is chayiv because of the dar with the hevel. Not full of akrov of mikol hakriya. We'll get into the digging in a second, and soon we'll get into that. But here the point is, Lefanov L'Achrov, Lefanov Yechayiv, L'Achrov Yipotah. Shmuel argues, Shmuel, Babar, Behem Lefanov L'Achrov Chayiv. If you fall into a bar, if a Behem falls into a bar, Sai falls in front, face first. Sai, if he falls back first, Yechayiv. Shmuel Tamei, Domei L'Havloi, V'Koshin L'Chabotah. Yoz Yechayiv, when you make a bar, you're responsible for the way it kills with the Hevel, or with the Chabotah. Elahechi Domei L'Achrov, M'Kol Kriya L'Potah. So what's pshat in the Mishnah that says that if you fall into the bar la'achrov, you potter. Why you potter? So you said that you chayiv if you're falling backwards. Kegoyin the niskal bebar v'nofel la'achayri abar, chutz la'bar. The case is that he tripped on the bar, the behemoth tripped on the bar, and then fell outside the bar and hurt himself on karka elam outside the bar, and that is where you are potter, because there was no... It wasn't on the karka of the bar. Even though the bar caused you to fall, but there it fell on a different part, going this bar, outside the bar. So that's what answering for Shmuel was saying, that it didn't fall into the bar. It fell into a different part, and therefore you potter. Freitz of the Kasha, I'm sure it's bothering everyone, they remember from the Nunama Beis, we said when our community Rav and Shmuel is, if there's a hill, and the behemoth has to climb up the hill, and falls off the hill, and hurts himself. So it says, Shmuel Yechayiv. There you didn't hurt yourself on the bar, you hurt yourself outside the bar, because it fell off the mountain. So here Gemara says that you potter, and there it says Chayiv. So Tosis Nafnuram Beis asks his Kasha. He says, V'kasha, Rinya Kasha, Tosis Nafnuram Beis in Rasklo Shmuel. He says, V'kasha, Niskal V'goyva V'nechpa P'karka, Moida Shmuel the potter, the karka Yom Zikasa, Yikremuchel L'kaman, our Gemara, Doma Shmuel, Hechidom L'acharov, the potter, Gunch Niskal Bar, V'nechpa bar. So Tosis has two terutzim. We'll say the second teretz. Today's second teretz is the dafka hasam ba'os gavin nofam mekola kriya potter Shmuel. She kola kriya garma lipal v'chabot nam legarma loy. Myself. So that Shmuel's only chayiv if you caused the whole thing. But here there was someone digging who caused you to fall and you didn't fall into the bar. That is why you potter. And maybe we'll come into the svara again a little later on. But that's the svara for Shmuel. Dafka mekola kriya is potter. So we have a chokes Rav and Shmuel. What does nafal la'achrov mean? According to Rav, it means you fell on your back into the bar. You're still potter because it's no hevel. According to Shmuel, it means you fell outside the bar.
And situation
we face first. Face first. Outside is no hevel there, face first. I'm saying no hevel. That's not called hevel. You didn't fall face first. Yeah. Same thing. If you fall outside the bar, you're potter. Kuliam, yeah. You didn't fall into the bar. No, so la'achrov is a way of saying la'chayri habar. The word la'achrov doesn't mean on your back. It means la'chayri habar. It means outside the bar, even on your face. It doesn't mean dafke back. Right, the Gemara, it says in our Mishnah, it says in a Braisa, babar, bein lefonov la'achrov chayiv. It says in a Braisa that if you fall in a bar, say lefonov, say la'achrov chayiv. So it sounds like kasha on Rav. Tuf to the Rav. Because Rav says that falling on your back is not called hevel. He not chayiv, so why chayiv? Or Rav Chista, a big yisoy. Moi the Rav, be bar b'shusa the chayiv. If it's a bar in your reshus, where the ground belongs to you, there he agrees to chabata. Shem da amalei marav shach. We tell this fellow the bala bar marav shach. Iba havlemis havidachu. If it's from the hevel, it's your hevel. You made the bar. If it's from the chabata, from the bang of the ground, so then that's yours also. So that's one teretz. We have a kasha rav that the brayis says la'achrav chai. What's the teretz? Teretz is kokum bar b'shushan. That's teretz number one. We have three teretzim. Rabba ma hokam ha'eskinam mishapech. This brayis says nafal la'achrav means it landed on its back, but it started off on its by its face when it went down. Hokam ha'eskinam mishapech. The nafal la'ape. It fell face first, this apech, and the behemoth turned around mid-ear, v'nofal agave, fell on its back. The havlo dahanibe ahanibe, the hevel already had an effect on the animal when it's going down. The ear couldn't breathe, already weakened his immune system, and he already died from that. He has teretz number two. Rav Yosef Amar, a whole new teretz. We're not referring to at all over here to the mazik of bar. We're referring over here to the b'shar hamazik habar. Hakam niske bar b'shar askinon. My new shehivish is meimov. The case is here: the bar went into someone else's property, and it fell into the bar. We know that the shar is chayiv because shar made the bar dirty. So there, side the shar fell in frontwards or backwards, the shar is responsible. A whole new case. It's not a case of bar. The case is a guy had a ditch in the ground full of scotch. Okay. You know, water, scotch, whatever it is. The shar came into your property illegally and jumped into the pool. And he ruined the thing. So there you chai, if bein lefon or bein lachrov. Sai if the shar went head first, or sai did it a backflip. Either way, he's chai. Rav Yisrael mahalcha meniski bar b'shar ha'skin. Remind me, we should have hivish es meimov. Lo yishol ha'fon, lo lachrov, mechai. Sai frontwards, sai backwards, chai. So we had three tutsim to answer Rav from the Brisa that says, chai lachrov. Either to my bar b'shushoim, or, which means in his own reshus, then it's chayef chabata, or talk about that he fell face first, then turned around mid-ear, or it means the niske shar, the shar was mazik debar. And the Gemara ends off, Tanu Rav Chananya, l'siyu l'rav, it says in the Pasuk, v'nofal shama shar hamar, and we darshim, v'nofal atshiyipol derech nefila. Until it goes derech nefila, which is usually face first. V'kan amru, Nofal afonim called kriya chayiv. If it falls face first from the call of the kriya nichayiv, la'achram called kriya potter. If it falls backwards, you are potter. V'zev v'zev bar. Both inside the bar, you still potter. And this is a raya to Rav from this price. Atkan the raya between Rav and Shmuel. Now I'm going to go back to explain the Mishnah. I'm sure everyone wants to know what the call of kriya. Our Mishnah says that if the shar falls into the bar, well, let's say lefana. Fell in the bar lefana. V'kuliyami the bala bar is chayiv. Now, how did the shar fall into the bar? We had a Gemara yesterday at the end of the block that a shar pekeach doesn't really fall into the bar usually. He knows exactly where he's going. But here, someone was digging and it startled the shar and the shar fell in from that. That's what happened. And it says the bala bar is chayiv. So the Gemara doesn't have a problem with that. Oh, Mar. Let's say the one who was digging was garim this. So why is the bala bar chayiv? So, explains Rashi according to one Lashon, that who was digging here? A worker was digging here. Because Rashi in that this Lashon holds that let's say it was the owner who was digging. Then he'd be chayiv marav shach. Because it's his bar and he's digging. So therefore he'd be chayiv either way. But here we're asking, it's his bar, but someone else was digging. Since someone else was digging, doing this extra work on this bar, he is the garim for the fall. And Allah is actually, he's potter. Why? Because he's a grama. Adam who makes noise and causes a shar to damage himself, it's a terrible thing, but you're not chayiv, it's a groma. That's what it is. So Gemara's kash is, wash the bar be chayiv, someone else's garment, and he grabbed his potter because he's a groma. And Rashi says, also, we're not talking about that this shliach was digging the bar from scratch, because then he would be chayiv also. Even I'm doing it for you, even I'm doing it for you, but ain't shliach advar avera. So the case was, we had a bar, this existing bar, and Reuven was the balabar. And you have here the construction worker doing construction here, making noise. So the kasha is, why should the balabar Reuven be chayiv? L'chayr, it's the construction worker's fault, and he's a grumman, he's a pata. V'amai, name a kari garamle. Rashi is different girsa that holds that even if he's the one digging, he's pata also. Because out's the bar didn't do any damage. And out's the digging, he's a grumman. Rashi's not a lush like that, but we'll go with the second lushan, which is the ikkalushan. So the Gemara could have answered that the Maram asks that it was the same guy doing both. So I and the Maram to ask that kasha. They could have answered that. But let's go back in the Gemara. No follow the call of Kriya Chayiv. It falls the Kriya Chayiv, the Balabar's Chayiv. My name is Kari Garmelin. Why don't you say the Kaira was Gairim? The digger was Gairim this. Amrav Shim Vashi, Hamani Rav Nosson here. It's going to Rav Nosson. The Amma Balabar Hezekah Ka'avid. I'm going to see now our rikhas in this, but I'll give it the outside first, make it easier to learn inside. There's machlekes from Nosson Rabbanon, where a shar gored another shar and threw it into a bar. So on one hand, the shar was the mazik, the shar was mazik, the other shar. But he threw him into a bar. So at the end of the day, it landed up in a bar. So who's chayev over here? The Rabban hold, you go bust the shar who did the mehezek, be a dayan. And that it fell into your bar, it makes a difference. It's the shar is responsible. Nosson holds that it's a shutvis. They're both responsible. The Baal HaBar and the Baal HaShar are responsible. Plus, that's one thing, is that? This is another thing. He says, since they're both responsible, if you can't get all your money out of the Baal HaShar, you get the money out of the Baal HaBar, or the opposite. Since they're both responsible, so the other one will pick up the slack if there's not enough money here. So we're saying this halacha is going according to Rav Nosson that says that Baal HaBar did the hezek. You're right, the koila kriya, the guy who was digging, caused it. But since they're both responsible and you can't collect from the goyrim, so therefore you collect from the Baal HaBar. Rav Nosson, the Omer Baal HaBar, Hezekah Ka'avid, Chol Hekel Lo Efshar, Shtum Mahai, Shtal Mahai, and Taim Lutin Abraisa. Shor Shadokov is Chaver LaBar. The halacha is, if a shar gored a behema, knocked the behema into the bar, Baal HaShar chayiv, Baal HaBar potter. The Baal HaShar is chayiv, the Baal HaBar is potter. We consider that the Baal HaShar is the one who did the whole damage. The shar is the one who did the damage, and the Baal HaBar is potter. Rav Nosson Omer, Baal HaShar Mishal Mechsa, Baal HaBar Mishal Mechsa, each pay half. And we'll see soon, not only that, it's arguing two things. First of all, each one has to pay. And also, the other one picks up anything that the first guy doesn't pay. Vatanya, so Rav Nosson says you pay each one half. Vatanya, Frank Timar, Vatanya, Rav Nosson Eimer, Baal HaBar Misham, Gimel Chalok, and Baal HaShar Revia. It says, another Bryce, Rav Nosson says, the Baal HaShar pays three Chalokim, and the Baal HaShar pays a quarter, not half and half. Mar says, not Shver, like Kasha, Havatam, Havamuud. And Mar has to analyze this, but Mar is presenting this. By Tam, the Shar pays a quarter, and the Baal HaBar pays three Chalokim. By a mu'ed, each pay half. So more wants to know what's going on here. Over time, Micah Sava. The fear of Nosson, they say the Shutvis. How do you look at the Shutvis? That each one did the whole hezek, or each one did half? So that's the question. Hey, look at the Shutvis. Since each one could have done the hezek by itself, each one did the whole hezek, or half? Over time, Micah Sava. Micah Sava, I kula zekava. If each one did the entire hezek, so, Hai Mishalim Palgo. Then even by time, each one should pay half. Why? Look at the Baal HaShar. He did the whole hezek. How much do you pay? Chatzi nezek. And then whatever's left, the Baal HaBar pays. Each one pays half. If they each exceeded the whole hezek, so then the Baal HaShar pays half the nezek. And then the Baal HaBar is all half. V'kusav ha'hai palga zekav ha'vavav zekav. If it's exceeded, each one only did half, so it should be like this, Baal HaBar mashalim palga, because only did half, or Baal HaShar, who's a tam, did half, and you only pay chatzi nezek. So revia, you should pay revia. Ve'iduk revia mafsid. All the revia should be lost. So I don't understand this pshat that the Baal HaBar pays three chalakim. What's that?
Why
does
the Baal HaShar pay anything?
He gave him such a shtais that it would have killed him anywhere.
That's called chatzi?
It's called kule. It's called even kule. Yeah, if he did the whole damage, so you collect chatzi nezek from him. He did the whole damage.
Well, how
palga hezek? So two ways to learn Rav Nosson, the shutvis. Either each one the whole thing, only half. You only did half, so only pay.
Only did half.
In the shutvis, you look at it, only did half the damage. Only have to pay you even, in the best case theory, $50. But here I'm at time, I pay half of that. I pay 24. So Omar Rava, so it was pshat. We said Rav Nosson one place said mechza, that was by Mu'ud. By the time it said that the Baal HaBar pays three quarters, what's going on here? The words have two mahalchim. Omer Rav, Rav Nosson dainu, v'nochus lom kuradina. Rav Nosson was a av bezdin, k'mavuyer meseklus harius. And he went down into the depth of the din. He was the oimek hadin. And he holds like this. Lo'olam kasava, haikula zeka, haikula zeka, avad. Each one did the entire hezek. But the kashalach, you had a tshver, if each one did the entire hezek, so sham haipalga v'haipalga. So Mishum Da'omale Baal HaShar LeBaal HaBar. Baal HaShar tells the Baal HaBar, look, here's a chayin. Shutvasoy Mayahanyale. I'm a shutvas to you. So now if I'm paying half, it's like I did the whole hezek and you're not even here. But you're a shutvas. So I got to get something out of my shutvas. And therefore, I only pay a quarter, you pay three quarters. That's what the Gemara says, the Taina. So Rabbeinu Peretz has a kash on this. Let's get this clear. So he's saying, Shutvis, he's saying, if I pay half and you pay half, so then I'm a regular tam, a regular paying chatz nezek. So what did it help Shutvis? I got a gain from that. Do you help me out also? It's called Shutvis. So therefore, you pay three quarters, I pay a quarter. Break the Rabbeinu Peretz. Look, each guy, since the Shutvis, should lose, you know, should get a discount of 50%. Start with that. So the bar pays 50%, it's $50, and the shor pays $25. Now we have this $25 left that we're saying, Shutfas Mayahani. We should split that. That's what we should do. We should split that. So he should pay 3/8, he should pay 5/8. That's what it should be. We should split that. That's Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha. So Rabbeinu Peretz has a teretz that it means, he's saying, my tamus and my shutfas water help me, and therefore he's paying a quarter. It's a little bit teef. You can listen to your local raid bite for that one, but you have to, the Rabbeinu Peretz kash is a good kash to understand. So you have to. It's an oimik, it's a teef. But and the teretz is that he's saying tamaseh v'shutfasai mayahanilei. But anyway, he's saying that I'm not paying half because that's a regular case. I want my your shutvis to help me out, and therefore you pay a quarter. But he's saying another mahalach in Rav Nosson. Loyim kusav high pagazekav. Each one pays half. But the kash aloch. Bala bar mishalim palgo bala shar mishalim raviyah. He's saying each one half, so let each guy pay then their half. The bar pays half, and the bala shar says I'm paying the half, which is chatzin nezek of that, which is a quarter. Ve'iduch raviyah mafsid. Other quarters be lost. So he say nah mishum dal malay. You tell bala shar bala bar. The bala shar tells the bala bar. Look. Here has a chayin. I know to roy birach hashkach say. I found my shar in your bar. That means your bar did the hezek. At katilte. Your bar killed it. My the istal shtumahech mustam. Whatever I get out of the Baal Shah, I get out of it. My the less shtumahech mustam. You're responsible because my said we found it in your bar. At the end of the day, it's your thing. Or you're saying someone else caused it. Okay, we'll get whatever we could from there. If not, we're getting it from you. That's how it works. And that's how we're gonna pay this money. We're gonna take this money from the Baal Habar. So bottom line is, what does Rav Nosson hold? That they're both shutfin. So back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if it falls Mekoila Kriya, that the digging, the shar falls to the Baal Bar is chayv. And the shiloh is why? The guy who was digging caused it. Teres is going with Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson holds a shutvis. And when there's a shutvis, we tell the Baal Bar, you know, I don't care how it got here. But you know, you're chayv. Oh, so it came from the Mekoila Kriya? Go cut from him. You can't cut from him, then you're going to pay. That's Rav Nosson Shita. According to Rabban on Taka, if you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom, Rashi says, according to Rabban on Taka, go boss of Mikara by the first one who caused it, and by the Shar, the Baal Shar is Chayiv. And here, Gav Mestisim, nine boss of Kairaz Lina, Vashneyam Paturim. That's what Rashi says. Both will be Pater in our Mishnah. According to Rabban on hold, you go boss of the guy who's Garim, that he's Taka Pater, because he's a Garim, and he'll be Pater over here. That's what's going to happen. The our Mishnah going according to Rav Nosson, not according to Rabban. Omar Rava. Any questions on that? Because why? Because who caused it? The digger. And the digger's a guy. Koila Kriya. He caused it. He's the starter. May Koila Kriya be part of it. And then he caused it, and then he'll be part of it. What? Exactly. That's why he's paying the bar, blah, blah, bar pays the whole payment. That's Rav Nosson's svara, not the bar, blah, svara. That's Rav Nosson's svara, not Rabbana. Rabbana holds you go west of the starter, not west of the finisher. So Rav Nosson says you go bust both, and then that whole svara, the found the Baal Bar, go to Rav Nosson, not going to Rabban. Omar Rav, niach even al pi habar. You put a stone on the mouth of the bar, a bar shav niskava, and the shar came and tripped on it. The shar came and tripped on this even, but not fall a bar and fell into the bar. Bonu lachlekes Nosson Rabbanon. You come to lachlekes Rav Nosson and the Rabbanon, which means over here. The stone belonged to Reuven, and that caused it to fall, but it landed up in the bar. It landed up in the bar, which is Shimon's bar. So what I'm saying, if you're Rav Nosson, they're both chayiv. According to Rabbanon, it's the Bala Evan who is chayiv. That's what comes out. It's Bala Evan who is chayiv. So Rabbanon Bala Evan's chayiv because he called a hole in the fila. And according to the Rav Nosson, they're both chayiv. Now you're going to ask me, L'chayro, why is Baal Evan Chayiv? He's a Gairim. Terry says, no, he's not a Gairim, because the Evan itself, Rashi says, is a bar. And that's called Zeka B'yadai. Now, if you think about this, here is a case that we spoke about before a little bit. The Evan is my Evan, but where did you hurt yourself? On the bar. That's not my Chavata. So what's Pshat? So why over here are you a chayiv? So bishlam afi Shmuel, you could say you're chayiv over here, even though it fell somewhere else. But we said before that the only time you part when it falls somewhere else, if it's kala kriya. But here, if it fell from my even on somewhere else, then taka, you are chayiv. So afi Shmuel, it's good. Afi Rav, you have to know how his gemara stims with Rav, if it does stim at all, Rav. But Rabbanim, we're saying here, because we're not saying Rabbanim. Gemara pshita. It's possible in this case, even after Aura. Maybe only over there, the Balabar could tell the Balashar. The Balabar tells the Balashar, Lav Bira D, Turidach Avakotle. He said, well, my bar anyway, your shore would have killed it anyway. Avahacha, maybe he had a Bala Evan, shouldn't be Chayav at all. Avahacha, Motz Omalay Bala Evan Balabar. He Lav Bira Didach, Avadim Avadavda. If not for your bar, my stone would have done anything. It would have just toppled over, nothing would happen to him. You have a miskel, but you have an awful vikari. It would have been right there. Kamashlo and Domalei, Lav Evan, we have an awful abira. Here, the Chiddush is both Fear of Nasan and Rabbanon. Fear of Rabbanon, the Baal Evan's chayiv everything. Fear of Nasan, he's a shutev. Here, the Baal Evan says, there shouldn't be anything. Why should we chayiv? A stone is harmless. So we say, no. L'mayis, since he tripped on the stone and that caused it to fall, Avad that the Baal Evan is chayiv, and that's the Chiddush of Rava that says that this is the Negei and Mechlekes, Rav Nasan and the Rabbanon.